It's the post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have beaten Crystal Palace finally this season to go up at least one place in the Premier League. Might even be two. I haven't quite checked, but it's a good win anyway. Phil same one. He knows details. That is Phil Blundell. More details from him to come. I've got Cam Rimmer and I've got Damien Kovanovic. Damien, it was an afternoon that had everything in the sunshine in Liverpool. We had protests, we had great goals, we had an Andy Robertson almost winner, which was fantastic. We had a baddie, a right back for them that we
indeed,
all got to beat and throw a footy at. Great shot from the lower Kerry. Fair play. And we had a Liverpool win. One more you want.
All that, you know, it's always great. You know, Liverpool winning at home and deservedly winning at home and making it in the end look like it's routine. But the game went through a few phases, didn't it? I mean, at first, we weren't really creating too much. And then we were looking lethal on the counter-attack. We almost got a penalty. The goals were clinical going forward. And it looked like game one at half-time. And, of course, until you put a game to bed, and there's that... You might say it's a controversial goal, but I think their player did the right thing. Put the ball in the goal and let the referee make the decision. So wherever you go from there, that's what they should do. That's what they should do. OK. Not saying it turned out right, carry on, but there was resilience there, and you're worried about possibly putting the fourth choice goalie on, you're worried about the main centre forward being absolutely shattered, but they showed some resilience, and what a sweet, lovely, sweeping goal to finish the afternoon with, so I was absolutely delighted. The protest was a fabulous success, fabulously organised by a fabulous supporters trade union. It's been a great day at the office for Liverpool.
Great day at the office, three good goals, you know, nice finishes, and like David said, there was times where it was open and there was times where we were a bit more open than I think also the manager would have liked, but they missed their chances, we took ours, and that's how a lot of good teams win good football matches.
Yeah, I think you just got to sort of accept to a level that we are not a perfect football team. We have flaws that we'll need ironing out in whatever way you want to talk about it. Liverpool will look to do things in the summer that fix the things that we've not liked all season. And for now, you've sort of just got to ride it and go with it. And you're 8 points above six with four games to go, and you should be. You'd think you're all right now for Champions League football. So now we can look up rather than down.